Rather than waiting for perfection, work instead toward improvement. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we have a great message on why you must embrace imperfection to live a happier life. Enjoy.
So I was in India. I had asked my cousin, I said, I want to do what locals do here. I want to take a bus. And he said, why would you want to do that? I said, well, you know, this is what everybody does. Takes a bus to go from point A to point B. And he said, okay, all right, we'll go to the bus stop. So we go to the bus stop. It's on a dirt road in the middle of nowhere. We stand. There's not really a seat, or there's a little pole, but it doesn't tell you much. You sort of have an idea that there's supposed to be a bus coming. So we're waiting with a few other people, and he says, all right, get ready. I said, yeah, I'm ready, you know. So he says, the bus is coming. And so I look over to my right. There's this bus that is dirty. It's completely full, and it's barreling down the road. People are hanging with their fingernails on the metal frames outside of this bus. There's no seats. And I said, what's going on? He said, you got to run. I said, I'm going to run. There's no seats. I said, how am I supposed to get on this bus? He said, just go. I said, this is impossible. So the bus, what happens is in India, the bus speeds up, slows down a little bit, then it picks up speed, and you got to catch it. I said, there's no way I'm getting on this bus. First of all, there's no seats. There's no where do you sit? It was completely full. So the bus went by, and I'm, you know, my mouth is on the floor, and I'm like, this is crazy. This is not what I signed up for. And so, and he stops running. He says, what happened? I said, there's no seats on this bus. How am I supposed to sit down? You know, I'll stand, but there's no place to stand. So he says, no, there, that's the way it is. That's all the same. I said, no. I'm going to wait. There's got to be some, you know, fewer people, little seat, little, you know, something to stand on. And he said, nope, they're all the same. So we wait for the second bus. And he's like, all right, whatever, you know. So second bus comes, same exact scene. Everything is full. There's no seats whatsoever. And I'm saying, is this a busy time? I mean, is it traffic? What's the deal? And it wasn't. It was just normal. That's just the normal it is. So the second bus is coming, you know, in the mind. Oh, Pop, what are you doing? You try to catch the bus. You get hurt on the dirt road. You hit a knee. You go to the hospital. Have you seen the needles over here? I mean, God knows if they reuse needles. Nobody knows where you are. How do you get in touch with anybody? You know, so my mind is creating these scenarios. You see these hospitals. I mean, you know, this is a delight to be here with the Navasink River here. But you go, you know, so the bus goes by, and my cousin is really upset. He's like, this is ridiculous. You're not from around here. You are an American now. You can't do this. And I said, no, I'm a New Yorker. Okay, and I can do anything. So finally, I said one more time. So there's got to be a, you know, third bus comes. Same scene, completely full. You know, they're the little fingernails. So the bus is coming, and again, you know, Bob, what are you doing? You're an executive. You don't need to do this. You know, you get the idea. It's crazy here. You know, you've seen this before. You can tell a good story to people, and that'll be it. And then, you know, my mind was stuck thinking and thinking and thinking and creating these scenarios that never happen. They never happen. Do these scenarios ever happen? No. But the mind creates it and makes it feel like it's happening. And so I was just frozen solid. And then I noticed this, a little older woman who was running. So I said, you know, if she can do it, you know. So I just to break the craziness, I said, all right, you know, I'll pretend to run. So I started pretending, and I found myself, as soon as I lifted my foot and I started getting into the moment and the movement, you know, my mind thinking slowed down. That's what happens. So my mind thinking slowed down. And so I was running. I found myself running. And I caught a piece of the bus. I got on the bus. I was so happy. I had no idea where my cousin was or if we were going in the right direction or where I buy a ticket. I had no idea. And I was about to, I actually slipped. I was about to fall off and somebody helped me back on the bus. And it was the greatest experience of my life. It was so wonderful. So here's the lesson. When we wait for perfection, we get nowhere in life. Because there is no such thing as perfection. There's no perfect job, career, life, spouse, anything. There's nothing that's perfect. I was waiting for a perfect bus and life went by and I wasn't on it. When we start running and taking action and moving forward, we will have the best experience of our life. There is no such thing as perfection. Perfection is an illusion of our mind trying to bring order to life which has none. There's nothing that's perfect. So imperfection's okay. So that's the lesson that I learned is you have to move forward, you have to stop waiting. And know that once you start moving, if you happen to fall, the universe will give you a hand up, some way, shape, or form.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.